You are listening to the Tricorder Transmissions.
Weekly Trek, episode 13, third week of July, 2018.
Weekly Trek is a Tricorder Transmissions Podcast Network weekly show covering the news and current events in the Star Trek universe with rotating hosts from the Tricorder Transmissions Network. Each week, our hosts hand-select Trek news from around the internet and present it to you with our analysis. Think of it like the 6 o'clock news, but for Star Trek. This week, your hosts are John Krikorian from the Trek Profiles Podcast and... John Krikorian from the Trek Profiles Podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Federation and allied genders and species, we had some scheduling problems this week, so I am going solo. I will do my very best to be entertaining and delightful for you, our listening audience, while delivering you the Star Trek news. So, with that having been said, let's get right into it. Here's what's happening in the Star Trek universe. Well, it looks like Mego Toys, which for me is inexorably linked with the fun Star Trek action figures, the same way people of a certain age remember Kenner being linked with Star Wars, is bringing back some classic TOS action figures, but in limited release. The first one will be an 8-inch tall Lieutenant Sulu in the original series look, complete with phaser, tricorder, and communicator, sadly no fencing sword. The package also indicates that the Romulan commander from Balance of Terror and the Gorn are also coming. Now, that's just because we saw their picture on the packaging. We don't actually know that yet, but I think that's really awesome. I would love to collect a Mark Lenard Balance of Terror Romulan commander and also a Gorn and then have Bobby Clark sign it at one of the conventions. However, each piece will be limited to 10,000, so it's only going to be 10,000 of each, and they'll only be available at Target or Target, as some like to call it. And retail price will be around $15 US. In other news, Star Trek also got two very well-deserved Emmy nominations in technical categories, Outstanding Prosthetic Makeup for the episode Will You Take My Hand? And Outstanding Sound Editing for What's Past Is Prologue. If you look at the Klingons on Kronos, as well as the Tellarites, the Vulcans, and the Kelpian Starfleet officers, plus you've got Arium and Detmer, each with their own special appliances and very elaborate makeup. It's clear to see that they deserve it. So let's root for Team Star Trek. The nominated episode for sound design had some incredible notes. The crazy battle on the ISS Charon, the wild ride through the mycelial network back to the Prime Universe were all in that episode, and the sound was a really wonderful backdrop to the episode. You could tell that the sound design really was beautiful. So the Emmys are in mid-September, so we have to wait then to see if we get a win. But by the way, the last win for Star Trek was back in 2004 for Enterprise, so it would be nice to add another win for Team Trek. In other news, actor Roger Perry died Thursday at his home in California. He was 85 years old. And if you don't have immediate recollection of who that was, he was a guest on Star Trek, the original series, in a super memorable first season episode. In 1967, he played Captain John Christopher in the episode Tomorrow is Yesterday. That was the Air Force pilot who was taken aboard the Enterprise. So let's all have a kind thought in our heads for his family. There was a big announcement this week on all of the Star Trek Discovery people who will be attending Star Trek Las Vegas. We have Sonequa Martin-Green, we have Doug Jones, we have Anthony Rapp, Mary Wiseman, Shahzad Latif. We also have Anson Mount. We also have Mary Chifo, Jason Isaacs, Ken Mitchell, Wilson Cruz, James Frain, Rainn Wilson, Jane Brooke, Sarah Mittich, Emily Coates, Oyin Aladijo, and Sam Vartholomeos. From the main cast, plus some behind-the-scenes people, Gersha Phillips, Glenn Hetrick, and Neville Page, and Jeff Russo. So it's going to be a full-on, full-court press from Discovery with a lot of attendance at STLV. A lot of these people will also be doing autographs and photo ops. So you can go ahead right now, and as long as you have a convention ticket, you can sign up and get those autographs and photo ops. So that's going to be really exciting. However, just on a personal note, I have to note that I saw on Twitter that Bo-Yan Kim and Erica Lippold may not be able to make it this year. They weren't firm, but it sounded like they weren't going to be attending. And I'm really bummed because I was really hoping to get a selfie with Bo-Yan Kim in her Swear Trek shirt because I just thought that would have been hilarious. So that was like the one little thing I was looking forward to, and I might be denied. Oh, well, maybe next year. But one other thing I note is that based on the current list, it seems like there's not anybody from the Kelvin Universe films attending STLV this year. That's too bad. I hope that they can work that out next year, because it'd be really nice to have representation from the people who are working in the films as well. All right. Incoming transmissions. Let's take a look at what's new and upcoming on Tricorder Transmissions. New episodes are constantly coming out. Trek Ranks podcast is releasing the top 5 Kira and Iris episodes, so if you're a DS9er, you'll definitely want to check that out. And Polytrex, also in the Deep Space Nine vein, just released an episode of Dubious Characters of Deep Space Nine. So we've got a theme going this week. So lots of Deep Space Nine stuff, which is great because this is, after all, the 25th anniversary, so that's just perfect. Furthermore, if you are going to be at Star Trek Las Vegas this year, you will not want to miss our Night of Diversity party on Saturday night. It will be at the Kiss Mini Golf inside of the Rio, and the event is 100% totally free to attend. We are going to have a DJ, there'll be mini golfing, and there are going to be some incredible raffles going on. But I have to tell you, those raffles aren't just raffles. They are going to be supporting, with 100% of the proceeds, two wonderful LGBT charities, the Center, which is the Gay and Lesbian Community Center here in Las Vegas. And they do such wonderful work. You should check them out on Google. Look them up on Google and check them out. And the Crib, which is a Chicago-based LGBT youth shelter. Ladies and gentlemen of the Federation and Allied Species, I have seen some of the raffle prizes that have been donated to this, and you will be amazed. They are awesome. You will have the chance to get some seriously good loot. I don't have permission to tell you what they are, but I promise you, there is some good stuff in there. So come see us on Saturday night. Even if you aren't a collector, it is going to be a blast, and I hope to see you there to hang out and to talk Trek with all of you, our wonderful Tricorder Transmissions listeners. If you are enjoying our shows, please consider becoming a patron of the network by visiting patreon.com/thetricordertransmissions. We take every cent that's donated and turn that right back into the network so that we can create great content for all of you. That is all the Trek news we have to share with you this week, but if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can visit us on Twitter at Weekly Trek and online at www.thetricordertransmissions.com. If you want to connect with me, you can find me at Trek Profiles pretty much everywhere, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, and of course my website is www.trekprofiles.com, and of course you can also listen to my podcast there as well. So feel free to reach out and talk to me about Trek or anything else that you want to talk about. I love talking to all the listeners out there. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next week with more news from around the Trek universe, but until then, live long and prosper.